Ready for second period action here at UK's Rupp Arena. Shelby County with a 15-8 lead here in the first half, or the first after the first period. Looking good, playing on all cylinders. Right now, the offense is going to go through Cody Minnis, or at least try to. They're really trying to look inside and create the offense in the interior. And as Lincoln County starts to suck down into that middle, that leaves the perimeter open for Tim Sanford, Donovan Johnson, Alex Matthews. So far, they really haven't had to use it. Sanford with 1 3-pointer. Shelby County shooting the ball well. We get the ball here at the beginning of the second period. Matthews inbounds it left side, gets it to Tomlinson, who walks it across midcourt. Lincoln County stays man-to-man. Matthews has it left side. Looks to try to drive, and it's knocked away from him. Loose ball on the floor, and he's tied up with jump ball. Sperling, as he went to do a crossover dribble, got his hand in it and knocked the ball away. So the ball's going to be a turnover. It'll go over to Lincoln County on the alternate possession.
Now, it's interesting to note that Lincoln County's taken 9 threes and hasn't hit any yet.
Young brings it across the timeline. Tomlinson's on him. Moves right side, gets it up to Sperling. Sperling's going to drive the lane, put it up. Minnis alters the shot, but not well enough, and it drops in on the right block. Shelby County up 15-10. Lincoln County picks up full court. Matthews, Tomlinson, backcourt, passing the ball, working their way down. They get it in the front court to Minnis. Back over to Matthews. Sanford has it, right corner. Man-to-man, gets it down on the block. Minnis double-team, put it up, and he's fouled on the play. Goes to the floor. The shot didn't fall, but Minnis will go to the line.
Let's see, they're going to call it on.
41, Trey Owsley.
41, Trey Owsley. I was trying to look at what he said. It looked like he said 51 there for a second.
We've got a tough angle here to see those numbers.
Yeah, that's the third team foul. Cody's going to go to the line. First shot is up and off. No good. Cody shooting currently 58.4% from the free throw line. He has 6 points currently.
You can already see Lincoln County's already made their first adjustment coming out of that break here at the first quarter. They didn't have Cody covered.
No, not
double team. They were trying to go single coverage on him, but now as soon as he touched the ball, double coverage immediately. So 16-10, Shelby County up with 7 minutes to play here before halftime. Young brings the ball down, brings it to the right side. Tomlinson's on him. They get it up to Ralston, top of the key. Donovan Johnson checked back into the ball game. And Sanford went to looks like Sheehan went to the bench. Ralston, top of the key. Young dribbles in. Altered shot. Turns the ball over. Nice defense by Cash. 3-on-2 fast break. Tomlinson right side. Gets it down low to Minnis. Good spin move inside.
Good job. Up and in.
Got the big man on his right, on his left hip. Spun to the right and put it up and in. 18-10. Shelby County, 8-point lead. 6:30 remains here in the half. Eddington with the ball left side. Gets it down to Sperling. Tries to get it into Owsley. And the ball goes out of bounds.
That's going to be turnover. The fourth turnover here. Two in the second half, second period, two in the first.
Gives the ball back to Shelby County with 6:20 remaining. Pressure in the backcourt. Minnis has it. Gets it across the timeline to Tomlinson. He gets it right corner to Sanford, who drives in baseline, goes up for the shot. The shot doesn't fall, but he's going to go to the line for two.
Let's see who they're going to call it on. I think this guy's coming over here. It's going to be on 41, so it's going to be Owsley again. That's going to be his second, team fourth. Going to send Tim Sanford to the line. Tim Sanford shooting 69.1%. 18-10, Shelby County with an 8-point lead. 6:11 to go here in the second period. First shot's up, in and out, no good.
I tell you, that's probably one of the biggest adjustments you have to make is that at the free throw line.
Oh,
with
I agree.
That depth perception.
Yeah.
You know, you're standing still, and that takes a lot of concentration.
Well, not only that, but you got the student body behind the goal swaying back and forth. Sets himself, second shot up in the air, and good.
19-10, Shelby County up with 6:11 to go here before halftime. Shelby County picks up again. They've stayed in this man-to-man. They've had pretty good success with it. Eddington has it left side, gets it to Gilbert, back up to Ralston. Young has it left side, Tomlinson on him, moves into the lane, kicks it out high. Eddington looks to drive, gets it to Ralston, right side, brings it up high. Young, good defense. They try to get it inside to Sperling. Minnis is on him. They get it down low, left side, to Young, who drives in the lane and puts it up and in. Ryan Young has really done well from the field.
He has 8 points currently, 4 for 6 from the field.
And all that really has come in from the inside.
Yep.
Tomlinson gets it across the timeline, gets it to Menace, top of the key, back to Tomlinson. He'll set it up, and Lincoln County drops to a 2-3 zone. Johnson has it left side, cross court to Sanford. Up top to Tomlinson, back to Sanford, right side. Moves up, kicks it to Tomlinson. He'll spot up for a three, left side, no good. Sperling clears out and gets the rebound. Gets it off to Eddington. Johnson comes out on him. Shelby County stays man-to-man. Young looking for help from the bench, gets it back to Ralston. Up to Gilbert. Ryan Young, right side, three-point line, steps out, looking to penetrate. Kicks it to the corner to Gilbert, puts up a three, no good. Sanford comes down with a rebound. Tomlinson brings it front court. 4:35. Shelby County up 19-12. Sanford, long three-pointer, no good. Menace comes down with the rebound, but he was sealed off by Ralston, and they're going to get Menace for over the back.
Yep. That's going to be his first foul, first team foul.
Tomlinson's going to go to the bench. Boomer Beckley back in, sophomore for sophomore. Shelby County's going to stay in the man-to-man.
I mean, their first foul.
4:25 remains here in the second quarter. Shelby County up 19-12. Young brings the ball into the front court, moves to the right side, looks to drive the lane, kicks it out to Ralston, strike left corner. And he spots it up and gets it in for a three-pointer. First three-pointer made by Lincoln County.
Yep, kind of rolls around a little bit. That's after 11 attempts.
Cuts the lead to 4, 19-15. Beckley moves into the lane, puts up a little 14-footer, and it's good. Nice move by Boomer Beckley. 3:55 remains here, second period. Shelby County up 21-15. Young trying to slow. I thought this game would be a little bit more fast-paced. Young brings it in, looks to drive to the right side, trying to create some offense, gets it down low. Gilbert inside, he's triple teamed. Ball goes
over.
That's Sperling. Got it in low to Sperling, and he was surrounded by Shelby County Rockets. Ball goes off his foot. Turnover is going to give it back to Shelby County. 3:39 remains. Shelby County with a 6-point lead, 21-15. Matthews inbounds it to Beckley. Lincoln County picks up in the 2-2-1 press. Shelby County hasn't really had much trouble with it, but they really haven't applied a lot of pressure.
Right.
Looking for traps.
You know, I really thought it'd be more of a press game, but they had a little pressure, but not a lot.
Matthew has the ball left side, gets it down low to Beach. Back up to Beckley, spots up for a three, top of the key, no good. Loose ball. Young comes down with the ball. He'll push it up, left side, brings it center court. Working off the screen by Sperling, moves to the right side. Trying to create a little offense, gets it over to number 4, Eddington. Back up to Ralston. Eddington left side, spots up for three. No good, Menace with the rebound. 2:48, Shelby County up, 21-15. Beckley to Sanford, right side, he's quickly double-teamed. Back to Beckley, he gets it all left side, swings it over to Matthews. Matthews, top of the key, gets it. Menace spots up Sanford in the corner, no good, three-pointer. Beach comes down with a rebound. He's quickly double-teamed. Tried to get it down low to Menace on the block, but it's stolen away by Sperling. Ryan Young pushing it up right side, drives into the lane.
And he walked.
Some contact, but no call. Beach comes down with a rebound. Beckley pushes it up, drives down the lane, puts it up, and no good. Sanford, loose ball. Menace comes down with the board. 2 minutes left. Shelby County stays up 6, 21-15.
Excellent work on the inside by Cody Menace that time.
Matthews has it. Lincoln County switched to that 2-3 zone. It's kind of stopped the interior play by Shelby County. Beach has it, and he's quickly double-teamed right block. Gets it back up to Beckley, drives in the lane, tries to get it to Sanford left side. Whew, pulls it back out.
Quick feet there by Boomer.
I don't know how he got in that crease.
I don't either. It was a 2-inch margin. I think he went under somebody again.
Beckley has it way out high, right in front of the Lincoln County bench. Matthews gets it to Beach. Turn around, jumper, and it's good. Nice look. Nigel Beach, sophomore. That's the first shot I've seen him make like that on the baseline. About a 12-footer. Looks
been
awfully pretty.
Been
yeah.
A while.
Well, the coaches say he's got that shot, and they give him the green light to do it. He just seldom takes it. Ralston has it. Gets it to Young, right side. Gets it down low to Sperling. Beaches on him. Back up high to Ralston. Three-pointer, top of the key. No good. Loose ball, and it's going to go off Sperling. I think Matthews got away with one there.
I think he did, too.
59 seconds. We're under 1 minute to play here in the half. Shelby County leads 23-15, and we've got a full timeout. You're listening to 93.3 Rocket Sports Radio, WXLN.
Shelby Family Medicine, now serving Shelby County with two locations, has been serving the Shelby County area for over 30 years, and they are proud to support the Shelby County Rockets. Shelby Family Medicine is located at 60 Mac Walters Road, Shelbyville, and 133 Buck Creek Road in Simpsonville. They're also offering the Better Health Program for overall and total health and weight loss. Call their office today at 633-4622 in Shelbyville and 722-0223 in Simpsonville. They proudly underwrite WXLN programming.
WXLN is underwritten by Dutton Sawyers and Zimlicks PLLC Law Offices. They've been serving the legal needs of the residents of Shelby County and surrounding counties throughout the state for 15 years. With combined experience of nearly 40 years, Dutton Sawyers and Zimlick concentrates in litigation including personal injury, workman's compensation, land dispute, collections, criminal defense, social security, probate, family law, and landlord-tenant law. We are proud to call Shelby County home. We're located adjacent to the courthouse in Shelbyville. We can be reached at 633-0504.
59 seconds remain here in the second period. Shelby County leads Lincoln County 23-15. Mike Clark wanted to take a little time out there to get his boys set on the offensive end to finish up well here at halftime. Shelby County's looked
ball.
Good throughout the first half.
Yes, they have so far. It's been an excellent play, an excellent game, and just good looks on the inside and good looks on the outside and great defense.
Donovan Johnson's checked back into the ballgame along with Alex Sheehan. So you got Sheehan, Menace, Sanford, Beckley, and Johnson. No pressure in the backcourt this time by Lincoln County. Beckley brings it across the timeline. He's just going to wait, let that clock run down, 43 seconds. Ryan Young will come out and put a little pressure. They get it to Johnson, right side, back to Beckley. Johnson, back to Beckley, 30 seconds. Beckley's holding the ball right in the UK stripe there. Back to Johnson, 25 seconds. Lincoln County's going to stay in their zone, 2-3 zone.
Tim itching. He wants the ball, you know. Boomer said, just hold on.
16 seconds. Beckley with the ball. Gets it in. Sanford, left side on the perimeter. Looks to drive. Kick it to Johnson. Johnson's going to drive in. Starts up at the elbow. Puts up a jumper. Runs down his own rebound. Ball's going to go out of bounds with 3.5 seconds remaining. It's going to stay with Shelby County. Alex Matthews is going to quickly check back into the ball game.
I think he's checking in to take the ball out.
Yeah. Alex is going to, and I think what we're going to see is an interior pass to Menace. They've worked this magic all year. There's the pass. 3 seconds. Moves to right side, but it's blocked by Young, and that's the end of the first half. They got it inside like they wanted to Cody Menace. He moved to the right, and Ryan Young shielded off and put it up and put the block up. And that's the end of the first half here at Rupp Arena. First round action, Sweet 16 for Shelby County, and they take the lead in the halftime, 23-15 over the Lincoln County Patriots. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio on 93.3 WXLN.
Case IHJ X-Series tractors let you take on the tough tasks in comfort. The JX cab is the roomiest in the business and offers deluxe features at an economy price. And a smooth 12x12 transmission makes forward reverse shifting effortless. Even servicing the JX tractor is easy. Five fuel-efficient JX series models range from 45 to 80 PTO horsepower. See one today at Jacoby Sales, your Case IH dealer in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales proudly underwrites WXLN programming.